The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center reports, despite a spike in the number of cases of a particular strain of PRRS in the Midwest, the prevalence of PRRS remains in line with what had been expected. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of its March e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports. Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg reports, PRRS continues to be a seasonal disease, and we have seen an increase over the winter, but we're starting to see that level off and expect numbers to go down within the next couple of months.
One of the things of note for the statistics is that we haven't seen in 2021 a big spike in PRRS relative to what we had in 2020. So it's not unexpected that we have this increase in these colder months, but the increase is not out of line with historical values and what we've had before. There is, though, one particular strain and one particular lineage that has had some regional outbreaks. Strain 144 with the lineage 1C has caused some very severe outbreaks in the Midwest, and that is has been a very severe issue for those people that have it. It isn't widely spread. It is rather regional, and it hasn't caused the overall picture of PRRS to spike above what would be normal. That's a hot lineage that's happening in the Midwest, that it has happened in the Midwest since about December, but it isn't enough that it causes the bigger picture of PRRS to be out of line with what was expected.
Dr. Sundberg reports PED is at a low level, even lower than what would be expected for the seasonality of the pathogen, which is good news, but there has been a spike in PD-COV, and we're above what would be expected overall, especially in the Midwest. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.